Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So you remember the blizzard that caused all the problems up in Duluth. The mayor apologizing for the snow removal effort. But again, when the sustained winds are 30 to 40 with gusts 50 to 60, there's not a whole lot you can do with the snow. You have to really wait for the winds to subside because you do your plowing and 2 minutes later, that same road is drifted shut again. So there's only so much you can do in a full-blown blizzard. And it left a mark on what many consider to be a landmark here in Minnesota, up at Tetigooch State Park. If you've seen it, it is breathtaking, postcard worthy. And we have on the line Christian Dahlbeck, who actually saw this firsthand. He took underwater photos of the sea stack collapse. Christian, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just in awe that, you know, we're down here in the cities complaining about 20s and 30s and running around in parkas, and you're up there swimming in Lake Superior. You're snorkeling?
Yeah, I have a good wetsuit on. It's kind of like a semi-dry wetsuit. Keeps me really warm.
What's the water temperature now in Superior?
Today it was 36, 37 degrees Fahrenheit.
And you don't become numb? Do you lose feeling in your extremities when you're out there? Are you just moving enough, burning enough energy that you don't feel the cold as much?
The more I'm moving, the better. Sometimes my fingers will get cold, but I got some pretty thick gloves, and they wear out, though, touching the rocks, everything's sharp. And so eventually I get cold if I don't move around much or the gear wears out.
And those are still some serious waves up there. I mean, even on a relatively calm day, you can get in trouble on that lake. But tell us, just take listeners through what you saw when you were out, and what day was that? What day were you out investigating?
So that was, that would have been Monday. It was Monday morning, and I thought the waves would have been down a little bit after the storm, but Monday morning it was still rolling pretty good, probably, you know, some six-footers on the sets that were coming in, but where that stack was and with Shovel Point sticking out, I could sneak in there and get a few shots while the waves were still coming, and I was excited to see what it looked like. And I didn't really get a lot to see underneath because of all the waves, and it was kind of turned up and, you know, kind of not so clear. Today I went back, and it's clear, and I just made a video and a bunch of still shots that I'm going to post on my social media in a little bit.
And I know you are a professional photographer, and people can see your work at Christian. I want to make sure I get this right. Is it ChristianDahlbeckPhotography.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Christian Dahlbeck Photography. Another way to find it is inandaroundthelake.com. That will get you there too.
That's easier to spell.
Right.
Inandaroundthelake.com. I like that. I'm just curious. Have you seen more evidence of beach erosion and coastal damage in recent years? It seems like you're tuned into what's happening on the North Shore. Is this random? Has this just been going on since the dawn of time? Or with the higher water levels, are we seeing more coastal damage, beach erosion?
I'm pretty sure that we're seeing more right now because of the higher water. I think it's at one of the highest records right now since we've been recording.
Right.
But we've only been recording since, 1901 or 10 or whatever it was.
Yeah, it just, again, is it a trend or is it a fluke? But
it is eroding, though, and what I wanted to say was there's no stopping, you know, wind and waves and Mother Nature, I don't think. It's it's going to keep coming.
And I think I'm always amazed, Christian, by just the power of moving water.
And oh, me too.
How much force is in those waves. And, hey, I appreciate you calling in. And
yeah,
definitely going to be checking out your videos and photos. Give us the websites one more time.
It's KristenDahlbeckPhotography.com, or easier way to do it is InAndAroundTheLake.com. And that will get you to my website. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, and that's both at Christian Dahlbeck Photography.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, and be safe up there. And again, I'm still in awe that people are swimming in Lake Superior in December. That's pretty hardcore. So thank you.
Well, and we'll be careful, and thanks for having me on. And anyone that wants to come see what's going on, come to my social media, and I'll have some brand new stuff up very shortly.
Awesome. Thank you, Christian. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, sir.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.